Listen to the words of Isaiah once more. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners. Are there any of us courageous enough to cry out like that? This is what John and all the prophets had proclaimed throughout the centuries. And for the most part, people laughed and or derided them. Yet their prophetic voices still echo, just like that of John's in the wilderness. Today's gospel reading tells us there was a man sent from God whose name was John. This was a real person who had a mother and a father, we are told, Zechariah and Elizabeth by name. Yet he, like Isaiah, was sent from God. He was a prophet. When the establishment in Jerusalem heard about him, they sent people to John to ask him, to taunt him about his audacity to call them to repentance, to baptize his followers, to remind us, of our sins. Who are you? Who gave you the right? I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, he said. Now these people were familiar with those words and all the words of the great prophets of their tradition. But what they never heard is what John would tell them next. He said, I came as a witness to the light. And then he personalizes that light. I came as a witness to the light, and so that all might believe through him. Through him. He is talking about light, not as a phenomenon or an effect, but as a person. I myself am not this light, John humbly tells them, but I have come to give witness to this light. John, who was wildly popular at the time, claiming all sorts of crowds or followers, has the humility to say that he is lower than a slave compared to the one which he is about to introduce them to. Those are the marks of a prophet: truth, humility, self-awareness. And when Jesus began his ministry, he added to that list. He added, a prophet stands in solidarity with the poor, the powerless, and the marginalized. A prophet becomes a voice for the voiceless. Indeed, a prophet is the voice of God. At a time when the poor and the despised and the neglected are marginalized, a prophet becomes the voice of the voiceless. Advent is the time for us to pay attention to those words. Remember the oppressed, the voiceless, the widows and the orphans and the poor, the prophets tell us. Another mark of a prophet is that they are always concerned with justice and peace, for justice and peace are at the heart of God. Not in some future afterlife, but here, now, on this planet. We cannot have peace without justice. Also, fearlessness and courage are the most evident marks of a prophet. We see those in John. We hear them in his cry, a cry that brought him to the attention of the authorities. John's courage led him to his gruesome death. Jesus of Nazareth took the words of Isaiah and he made them his own. He was filled with the Spirit of the Lord. He was the Lord's anointed. He too proclaimed good news to the poor as he bound the brokenhearted. He was the light, the evangelist tells us, and the light cannot be put out. It may flicker, but it cannot be extinguished. John the Baptizer was a witness to this light, and we too are asked to be witnesses as well. We cannot have courage to proclaim the good news in a culture filled with the idols of wealth and weapons and war unless we too are filled and inspired and guided by this light. This Advent, as every Advent, may we be filled with their passion for justice and peace, and with their courage and fearlessness as we too seek to witness to the light that is coming into the world. Amen.